Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 19, Pretoria 21, Tzaneen 24.
And in Bravantino on the M1 northbound, slowing in traffic towards Smith Street.
Action SA is set to lay criminal charges against Justice Minister Thembisa Milane over an alleged loan from Gundu Wealth Solutions, a company linked to the VBS Mutual Bank. The loan exceeding 500,000 rand was reportedly solicited during her tenure as mayor in 2016. With a growing pressure for her resignation, President Cyril Ramaphosa has yet to decide on her future. Action SA's Malebo Kobe confirms that the charges will be filed today.
According to the new information that has surfaced, it suggests that there is probable backdating of the loan agreement to potentially conceal the transaction, which we believe warrants a criminal investigation. I will be joined by Limpopo Provincial Chairperson Victor Mutemela as we file for those charges.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the 100 days of Government of National Unity have been working extremely well. Ramaphosa was speaking at a meeting of the Communist Party of Vietnam at the ANC headquarters in Johannesburg. This despite cracks that have begun to show within the GNU, with parties like the DA not supporting some of his new laws, including the Bella Bill.
We're almost 100 days in government, and so far the government, much as it has 10 party, is working extremely well and has been broadly accepted by the people of South Africa and by the international community as well.
Rand Water says it has completed its repair work at the Mapleton booster pumping station last night. This after the pumping station was affected by a power trip on Saturday, affecting the Bronberg water system. A series of power trips compromised the water provision to some communities that experienced reduced water supply or lack of water. Tswane spokesperson Lindile Mashigu says the Bronberg water system inlet has been opened.
Some of the city's reservoirs have improved overnight. However, the following areas are affected by the water outage. Parts of Mamelodi, Tiger Valley, Dorenkloof Agricultural Holdings, Mooikloof Ridge, Six Fountains, Sher and Hazeldean. Water tankers will remain in place.
The U.S. envoy to Sudan says there has been a marked improvement of aid deliveries to the war-torn African country suffering from a devastating humanitarian crisis. Fighting erupted in April of 2023 between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces after a plan to integrate them into the military failed. Both sides have been accused of war crimes, including deliberately targeting civilians and blocking humanitarian aid. More on Jack Rand FM.com, click on news. And French manufacturer Renault has announced it will end its Formula One engine program after the 2025 season. This means Renault's Alpine team will have to buy engines from another manufacturer, with reports that it is expected to agree to a deal to have their power units supplied by Mercedes. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdnieuwsdier. Action SA sal vandag strafrechtelijke klag indien deur teenminister Thembisa Milane.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means. But since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.